Retinoblastoma by All Star Medics. Description: Retinoblastoma is the most common intraocular malignant tumor of childhood. It arises from the retina and may originate from single or multiple foci in one or both eyes. It is caused by biallelic inactivation of the RB1 gene. Any child with leukocoria or with any associated ocular symptoms must be urgently referred to an ophthalmologist for examination under anesthesia for diagnosis, staging, and evaluation of expected vision. Signs and symptoms. Key symptoms include leukocoria, strabismus, a red painful eye, and an intraocular tumor mass that may appear creamy pink and protrude into the vitreous. Additional signs include white avascular tumor tissue, retinal detachment, vitreous hemorrhage, clouding of the anterior chamber, local eye pain, loss of vision, and anemia. CNS involvement may manifest as seizures or altered consciousness. Advanced disease may present with bothalmus, glaucoma, periorbital cellulitis, proptosis, lymph node enlargement, and metastases to the brain, bone, bone marrow, or other distant sites. Investigations. Intraocular assessment. This includes determining the extent of intraocular disease, performing indirect ophthalmoscopy, and ultrasonography of the globe. Orbital assessment. A plain X-ray of the optic foramen, orbit, and skull may be performed. CT scanning of the orbit is used to evaluate orbital extension. Metastatic workup. Metastatic evaluation includes lumbar puncture with cerebrospinal fluid cytology, a full blood count, liver function tests, ferritin, and neuron-specific enolase. Bilateral bone marrow aspiration and biopsy assess marrow involvement. Abdominal ultrasound evaluates the liver and spleen. CT scans may be done for the brain, head, and abdomen. Bone scans and biopsy of extraocular lesions are performed when needed. If the eye is enucleated, histopathology of the globe and optic nerve stump is required. Additional investigations. Additional tests include genetic sequencing for RB1 mutations, FISH analysis, methylation studies, and multiplex ligation-dependent probe amplification. Treatment overview. The primary goal of treatment is to save the child's life. Preserving vision is a secondary goal. Metastatic disease outside the central nervous system, such as disease involving the bone, bone marrow, or liver, may be cured with platinum-based chemotherapy followed by autologous stem cell transplant and irradiation. CNS metastatic disease carries a poor prognosis. Treatment based on laterality of disease. Each eye is staged independently. For group A, B, and C disease, eye conservation therapy may be used in centers with appropriate facilities. For group D and E disease, without bothalmus, non-eye conserving treatment is recommended. Patients with high-risk pathological features, such as post-laminar optic nerve invasion, positive surgical margins on the optic nerve, or scleral or orbital tissue invasion, require 6 cycles of VJE chemotherapy after enucleation. In patients with bothalmus, 2 cycles of VJE are given, followed by enucleation, then 4 additional cycles of VJE. In orbital retinoblastoma, where imaging shows optic nerve or extrascleral invasion, 2 to 3 cycles of VJE are given prior to enucleation, followed by 5 to 6 more cycles to total 8 cycles, along with radiotherapy to the orbit. In overt orbital metastatic retinoblastoma, classified as stage 3 or 4 by the International Retinoblastoma Staging System, is treated palliatively with standard dose VJE chemotherapy, metronomic therapy, and consideration of palliative radiotherapy. VJE chemotherapy regimen. The VJE regimen is administered every 3 to 4 weeks for 6 to 12 cycles, depending on the stage of disease. For children older than 3 years or weighing more than 10 kilograms, vincristine is given at 1.5 milligrams per square meter as an intravenous push over 5 minutes on day 1. Etoposide is given at 150 milligrams per square meter as an intravenous infusion over 1 hour on days 1 and 2. Carboplatin is given at 600 milligrams per square meter as an intravenous infusion over 1 hour on day 1. For children younger than 3 years or weighing less than 10 kilograms, vincristine is given at 0.05 milligrams per kilogram as an intravenous push over 5 to 10 minutes on day 1. Etoposide is given at 5 milligrams per kilogram as an intravenous infusion over 1 hour on days 1 and 2. Carboplatin is given at 18.6 milligrams per kilogram as an intravenous infusion over 1 hour on day 1.